Maddie's Monday Motorsport Wrap.
We're about to get very busy in the world of supercars, folks. Five rounds in 6 weeks, four of them in Sydney, and then, of course, Bathurst. So it all starts this weekend out at Sydney Motorsport Park with the Supercars Championship finally back in action. And I will continue to keep you updated as we get towards this incredible finish to the season and a later than ever Bathurst 1000. But one of the key pieces of the puzzle driver-wise has been locked in. Cam Waters is going to stay with Tickford Racing. There was really no other option there because the team had an option on him. So they've signed a multi-year deal with Cameron Waters. So he will continue on at Tickford along with James Courtney, Thomas Randall and Jake Kostecki as well. So they've all been confirmed in recent weeks. That's some news around supercars and more to come this week. I'll focus pretty heavily as we get closer to the events. In fact, why don't we do this? How would you like a supercars co-host to come along the show probably later on this week and spend some time? They'll all be up in Sydney for over a month and then they'll all be heading up to Bathurst for the end of season big 1000. So who would you like? You tell me, folks. I can call them and just ask them to come on in. We know how good they are. Would you like James Courtney? Would you like JC to come and spend half an hour on the show? What about Davey Reynolds? What about Frosty? Let me know your preferences. Send it in via text. I'll go with the weight of numbers and we'll make a call a little later on and try and see if we can get a supercars driver to come on in, spend a bit of time with us right here on SEN in the studio, take your calls and tell us what's happening in their world. Now, in Formula One this morning, the US Grand Prix at Austin, Texas, at the Circuit of the Americas, ended up going to Max Verstappen.
Max Verstappen is going to lead and double his advantage in the World Championship for the first time on US soil. Max Verstappen wins the US Grand Prix. Lewis Hamilton has to settle for second. The charge got close, but not quite close enough. The fireworks on track are replaced by fireworks shooting into the air. Verstappen wins at COTA. What a Grand Prix that was.
Yes, guys. Unbelievable.
Sheer class, Max. That was classy. What a drive. What a drive.
We did it. Great job, guys.
Tires were not in a great state. I, of course, knew how much Lewis was catching. But yeah, we managed to hold on at the end. You know, it's quite difficult to pass around here. But of course, when your tires are going, then at one point you can lose a lot of lap time. But luckily, it was just enough. But of course, also with two laps to go, I saw the Haas car in front of me. I was like, oh, please move out of the way. But of course, you know, it's just right. I mean, I was only within like 1.5 seconds. So my tires were starting to, of course, fall away. And then when you are following, it makes it even more difficult. But luckily, he gave me the DRS.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
That helped. It helped. Of course, a little bit. So probably what I lost in the previous two corners, I gained again on the straight. But
was that the difference, do you think? Could that have been the difference at the end there?
I think if I said there wouldn't have been a car in front of me, it would have been fine as well.
Any nerves when you made that, when we went early, you undercut?
I mean, I was just happy that I was in front because then it's a different story instead of attacking. You have to find out at the end how it's going to work out. But I prefer, you know, to be in the lead and then maybe you get overtaken to the end and you are behind and you're just stuck, right? That's more frustrating. So we gave it all and luckily, you know, it worked out.
So there you go. Max Verstappen with the victory, started on pole position. Lewis Hamilton got it off him on the first lap, but he was there at the end and now leads the championship by 12 points over this man who finished second.
It's going to be a tough one to take. He's extended the lead leaving here. What else could you have done? Do you think maybe pitting earlier? Do you think the debrief on this is going to be quite a long, difficult one?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think I gave it everything I think we gave it everything we had, and they were just quicker than us this weekend for whatever reason. I can't pinpoint. It looked like they had just better rear end, a little bit less sliding than we had, and had a great start. I gave it absolutely everything today and just unfortunately couldn't convert it at the end.
We all, watching it, thought it was inevitable that you would catch him after you'd pitted for the second time. When you were closing on him so quickly, we couldn't see how you couldn't catch him. So how difficult was it then to get that close? Is it the dirty air? Was it at the end there?
Yeah, it's a dirty air. It's a dirty air and just overheating of the tyres, you know. But what a great great race down to turn one. I thought for a second that we might be able to win the race, but we have to wait until the next one.
So Dan Ricciardo finished fifth, his eighth in the championship. Marc Marquez won the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix in MotoGP at Misano. A DNF for Jack Miller, but victory overall for Fabio Quartararo, the Frenchman on board his Yamaha, is the new world champion of MotoGP. He's good mates, in fact, with Danny Ricciardo. Valentino Rossi finished 10th in his final Italian race, the nine-time world champion, farewelling his home crowd. Two more races remain, and in Moto2, Remy Gardner, the Aussie, still leads that championship by 18 points over Raul Fernandez. He finished 7th in his Moto2 race. So that wraps up a lot coming your way in motorsport. Keep your thoughts coming. We're already getting plenty. Which supercars driver would you like us to hit up and get right in here in the SEN studios later this week? 0457 736 736.